To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're very honored to have on the Rusk Report on ESPN Radio, blanketing 17 states, a man I've had tremendous admiration for. And I really do not have admiration for him in politics, even though he's done a wonderful job. But I know him from the humanitarian perspective. I was on the board 20 years ago at Kenmare Mercy Hospital Foundation, and Congressman Chris Collins was extremely helpful to the Kenmore Mercy Hospital. Then a few years ago, heading up the Muscular Dystrophy Association fundraising in Western New York at the nomination of John Yurchik, chairman of the board of CalSPAN, we honored Chris Collins with the Muscular Dystrophy Association fighting 43 neuromuscular diseases. So I know this man from the humanitarian perspective and all that he's done for health care and the betterment of Western New York. A little bit more information about Congressman Christopher Carl Collins. He's an American elected official in the U.S. House of Representatives, representing the 27th Congressional District for the past 6 years. He was the first sitting U.S. representative to endorse Donald J. Trump for President of the United States, and he served on Trump's presidential transition team. He's a member of the Republican Party, and he was also elected Erie County Executive in 2007. Our guest today, Congressman Chris Collins. Now, let's talk about what you got in the Buffalo News, and usually you don't get very favorable mention, but today you did. Today you talked about forfeiting your pay because the men and women in the military are not getting paid. So let's talk about this. I know other people did not jump on the bandwagon of this, but I would think that the average man and woman in the 27th Congressional District says that's the right thing. Why should he take a paycheck when the people in the military who are fighting for our country are not getting paid? Please explain that, Congressman Chris Collins.
Yeah, well, to clarify, Brian, the military is being paid. Mm-hmm. What we have is a situation where we passed appropriation bills in the regular order that fund the government and those agencies that were passed through September of 2019. And that included the military, which is roughly half of our discretionary budget. So military is being paid. Everyone to do with health and human services is being paid. So we're talking about CDC, NIH, and the like. The people that are not being paid, primarily, it's Homeland Security. So the TSA agents, mm-hmm. you see, the border agents are not being paid, and many of them are deemed essential, so they're coming to work. At the end of the day, all of federal employees will be paid, but for those that we did not get the appropriation bills through the Senate, their paychecks are being held until the shutdown ends. So they're going to, starting this week, you know, their paychecks are not going to be in their checking account, and that's going to start to pinch them. So what I did is I asked the House administration to also hold my check. Do not send me my next paycheck either until the government reopens. I believe members of Congress, this is, you know, kind of a stalemate between Congress and the administration, Democrats and Republicans. And I've also signed on to a bill that says any essential employee who's actually going to work should be paid. I mean, you know, labor laws say you go to work, you get your paycheck. You know, in the private sector, you don't pay your employees, you got big problems. But, you know, government plays by its own rules. So, yes, I requested that the administration withhold my pay until the shutdown ends, so I'm going to be in the same position as those employees, including all the TSA agents and border security agents, who are also not going to be paid until the shutdown ends. And you are correct, you know, Tom Reed and Brian Higgins, Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand did not agree to do that, so they are getting paid when 25% of the federal workforce they're getting paid while 25% of the workforce is not. I just thought fair is fair, right is right, and so that's why I did it. And you know, the Buffalo News did take a jab at me saying, "Well, Brian Higgins says you got to get paid." Well, Brian Higgins is wrong. You can defer your pay, and that's what's happening to the federal employees. Their pay, they'll get paid, but be deferred. So, you know, Brian Higgins was too cute by half, and you know, the Buffalo News took him at that, and as we call the fake news, it was another indication of fake news on the front page of the Buffalo News.
Well, I thought it showed tremendous humility on your part.
It did.
A feeling that why should you take a paycheck when these people on the border
Absolutely.
Who are risking their lives are not getting paid?
Right, and I think that should apply to every member of Congress. About maybe not quite 100 members have followed my lead, and as I said, I've co-sponsored legislation that says, you know, the furloughed workers who are not working, they're actually going to get paid, and they're not even working when the shutdown ends. But certainly those who are going to work every day, deemed essential, should get paid like anyone else in America. You know, you go to work, you get paid. So I've co-sponsored that legislation. I'm not highly confident that it will pass, but I'm trying to send a message, certainly to those workers, that I understand their pain, and I'm going to share in it.
Very good. Now let's talk about drugs. And I know in parts of your district, as I live in Amherst, and we have an opioid crisis in Amherst. In Clarence, there's a terrible opioid problem. In Grand Island, there are opioid problems. Just the last week, we've had about 5 deaths from overdoses with opioids. And one thing that President Trump has been talking about is that about 90% of the drugs illegally coming into the United States come in from the southern border. You've got this opioid crisis not far from your house, Congressman Chris Collins. Why is it important to have that wall to keep the opioids away from the youth in Western New York?
Yeah, well, I mean, that is a good point. And, you know, what happens when people get addicted to opioids, believe it or not, heroin is cheaper, and it operates in the brain about the same way that opioids do. So an opioid-addicted individual in many cases will shift to heroin for the same, neurological response. And what we're seeing is that heroin is in many cases now being laced with fentanyl. And it's the heroin and fentanyl where 90% of that crosses the southern border, and it touches every family. There's no one that I know that hasn't had a friend, a neighbor, a relative that God forbid, a husband, wife, son, or daughter that has been impacted by this. And the death rates are actually greater than what we ever saw, and if you take all the car accidents and murders across the United States, the deaths from opioids are exceeding that. So, I mean, it is a crisis. The president is right. We need to make sure our border is not porous, where 90% of these drugs cross. And it is a humanitarian crisis, because here's the little-known fact, Brian, that most people don't realize. In the past, until the last, 12 months, the person crossing the border was a single male. A single male, there were terrorists and troublemakers, but many of them were single males looking for work in the United States, in many cases sending that work home. And, in some cases, that's our dairy farm workers, if you will. What's changed is two-thirds of the people showing up at the border now are not single males. They are family units and worse yet, unaccompanied children. that are coming to the border. That's the humanitarian crisis. One out of three women that are in these caravans will be sexually abused by the time they get to the border. These children that are arriving at the border with no parents, completely unaccompanied. The humanitarian crisis the president is talking about is the crisis of the family units, the crisis of the unaccompanied minors, and the abuse, and in cases of the kids being, you know, sold into the sex trade. That's the humanitarian crisis that we never saw before. It was single males coming to get a job in the United States. The people showing up at the border today has shifted. So he is correct in saying it is not only a security crisis, it is also a humanitarian crisis. And I believe, Brian, at the end of the day, he'll have to declare a national emergency and access other military funds, which do exist, to build out the barrier, in this case, in most cases, a steel, 30-foot-high steel fencing, to keep our border secure. And I think the country's behind them. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer could get the DACA and the Dreamer situation, in my opinion, included in some kind of thing. But at the end, they're going to get nothing. The president is, I believe, going to ultimately declare a national emergency, access defense funds. There's plenty of money there. And the Democrats will have lost an opportunity to perhaps deal with the DACA and the Dreamers, which we all have compassion for. And they're going to get nothing, other than the stubbornness, you know, trying to deny Donald Trump a major campaign promise he made to America that got him elected, which he was going to secure our borders and put America first.
Wonderful. Our guest today is United States Congressman Chris Collins, reelected to a new two-year term. If you're listening in Clarence, New York, Montreal, or Washington, D.C., with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. This station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. We'd like to hear from you. Little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9400. 54, that's 716-835-9454, to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. And I'd like to mention that Congressman Collins has led the Pulaski Day Parade on many occasions, and his wife is a well-known dancer. Okay, coming up on this program, we're going to have Dr. David Brenneman, the president of the Society of Four Arts in Palm Beach, Florida, and Marty Kober, who claims he has an original Michelangelo painting. We'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent shows with Paul Noble, author of My First 83 Years, New York State Supreme Court Justice Frank Caruso, and former NBC TV 2 anchor Rich Kelman, all on the Rusk Report. A little bit more information about Chris Collins. He was born in Schenectady, New York, the son of Constance and Gerald Collins. Collins moved around the country with his family, and his father was transferred several times by General Electric. Collins graduated from Hendersonville High School in Hendersonville, North Carolina, and now he's the congressman representing much of Western New York. Now let's talk about the violence that took place, taking the life of Officer Singh in California by an undocumented illegal resident in California, killing this man who came from another country and chose to serve in the police department. How real is the threat that we've witnessed with Officer Singh, and how real is it throughout the United States? Congressman Chris Collins.
Well, you know, Brian, it's very real. Even one death, one murder, one rape is one too many. And it's actually despicable, as we've heard some Democrats downplay that kind of violence and suggest that Donald Trump is using these examples to make his point. His point is Americans should not be in a position of, you know, being murdered, raped, assaulted by someone here who's here illegally. And in some of these cases, these individuals have been apprehended by local law enforcement. And now in some of these sanctuary cities and states, those law enforcement people are not allowed to share that information with federal agencies who would know that they would be down to pick that person up in a heartbeat. Instead, they're released back in the community and then, you know, in many cases, hours or days later, you know, committing these horrific crimes. And, you know, it is a security thing, as has been pointed out. Many of these politicians live in gated communities. They have their own walls and fences, but no, they don't want one. And you know, Nancy Pelosi's gone so far as to call the wall immoral, which would suggest she would want to eliminate the border wall completely. Now, this is something President Clinton, President Obama, all the Democrats, Schumer and Pelosi and Gillibrand have voted for in the past. There's only one issue here. They do not want Donald Trump to be able to meet one of his main campaign promises of securing our borders, keeping America safe. These politicians are already running the 2020 presidential campaign. They're wanting to say in 2020, Donald Trump did not meet his commitment. He promised you a wall. He didn't get his wall, and so forth. Well, Donald Trump's not going to let it happen. He will declare a state of emergency. He will keep America safe. He will build the fence or the wall, call it what you will. And the Democrats are looking dumber and dumber on national TV when they are asked about what they feel on security. And they'll say, oh, yes, I'm all about security, but we don't need any more wall. Walls work. You know, it's just politics at its worst, Brian. And you know, the Schumer and Pelosi, who are the two on the Democrat side, are stuck at zero. How do you negotiate when someone says it's zero? And then Trump yesterday in the Oval Office said to Nancy Pelosi, if we reopen the government, will you negotiate with me on the wall? And she, you know, God bless her, she was truthful. She said, no, I won't. Trump then ended the meeting and said, I don't guess we have anything more to talk about, because they've been saying, open the government, then we can negotiate. Well, he asked her point blank, if we reopen the government, will you negotiate with me for funds for the wall? Her answer was no. It shows she's not willing to compromise. America sees it. But, you know, we've got to move past this. And Donald Trump is right in saying we've got a security and a humanitarian crisis on the border. Those migrants coming here thinking they're going to get in, paying lots of money to what they, you know, the coyotes, they call them, that are trying to sneak them across. You know, they're not eating properly. They're dehydrated. They're being abused. It is every definition of a humanitarian crisis. It is what it is. And for Pelosi, Schumer, and the Dems to say it's not as pathetic.
Yes, and my understanding is, having been to the Vatican 20 times, there's a wall around the papal quarters at the Vatican. You have to go through metal detectors at the Vatican. And I understand with President Obama's home that there's a wall around that. And I've heard the speeches by Schumer and Pelosi over the years calling for spending billions of dollars on a wall or fence, whatever you want to call it. Let's talk a little bit more about that danger of these caravans coming. With I've heard the figure about 30% of the women are raped and attacked in the process, and then the children are treated so poorly, they come here very unhealthy, and it's a risk to their lives too. Let's talk about the danger of these caravans bringing people thousands of miles without protection.
Well, and right now, from what I've told, and I did meet with Vice President Pence and Secretary Nielsen the other day, there is another caravan right now forming in Guatemala that is massively larger than the one that we just have seen, which is now camped out at our southern border. And with desperation, I mean, they're literally throwing kids over the fence. People, you know, have impaled themselves on the fence. I mean, it's you know, almost beyond description. That's why the message has to be, you know, don't put your life at risk. Don't spend the money. Don't put your family at risk, because you're not going to get in. But right now, there's another massive caravan forming in Guatemala You know, they're operating, I think, on misinformation that somehow they're going to get here and get in. And that's one reason you're seeing the unaccompanied minors and the family units. The family units coming out of Mexico, we can return them to Mexico. But when they're not from Mexico, they're from Central America, there's a loophole that says after 20 days, if that family unit is not dealt with, they have to be released into our communities. It's called the catch and release. That is a loophole that we've tried to deal with, where we treat people other than Mexico differently. Mexicans, we don't have that problem. We can return them. But most of these illegal immigrants now coming in are not from Mexico. They're from Central America, Guatemala in particular. And we have loopholes that are allowing them, and that's what they know. If they can get in, get through the border, they're going to be released. There's 800,000 current backlog of immigration cases in a woefully underfunded judicial system dealing with these border issues. 800,000 standing cases. And, you know, what we were told is those that try to claim asylum, less than 10% qualify. So you know, the Democrats saying, oh, this is, you know, us being generous to people who are fleeing violence and persecution is just not so. It's less than 1 in 10. And meanwhile, Mexico has offered all of them asylum, and half of them have refused it. So they're not really coming here for asylum. If they were being persecuted, they can get asylum in Mexico. That's an agreement we have with them. And they're saying, oh, no, I need to get to America. You know, they got better food stamps and they got good rent assistance and Medicaid. You know, I'm getting to, now de Blasio in New York City, you know, the new governor of California says, come on in. Free medical care for all. We'll just tax the wealthy. Well, New York State is one of only 9 states that lost population in the last 12 months. We're going to lose 2 more seats in Congress in the next census. Our state is going down the toilet, and a lot of it comes back to these progressive sanctuary city, you know, Medicaid, Medicare, free health care for all. Nothing in life is free, Brian. You and I know it. Somebody's got to pay for it, and the people that could pay up are leaving. They're going to Florida where there are no estate taxes. There are no income taxes. They're going to Texas where there are no income taxes and state taxes. We're in a dangerous place now, especially in New York with the Democrats and the progressives taking over our state Senate. There's no stopping them now. The Republicans in the Senate, as you know, for the last decades have been the ones that have stopped the ridiculous progressive agenda. That's now, it's going to run rampant over all of us.
And now you'll probably see a big increase in taxes, end of Second Amendment rights, and partial birth abortions.
Well, they've already said that, the SAFE Act 2, which is going to now regulate rifles and shotguns, is coming. They're going to try to, require people to put micro stamps on their some kind of identifying mark on their ammunition, so they know that. This is our state is headed in a bad place. Now de Blasio saying anyone and everyone in New York City that needs health care, it's free. Well, okay, it's not free. And the folks that are going to be told to pay up are more likely than not going to start leaving in droves.
And the same with the free college program. Everyone else is paying for it.
This is also, they're saying free college for the children of the illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
When is enough enough? And for these progressives, Schumer, Gillibrand, Higgins, and the rest of them, there's never enough. Well, there is. And we all know what the end of that's going to look like. Look at Florida. They're going to be at 30 members of Congress. They were at 7 when we had 45, and we're going to be at 25. They've gone from 7 to 30. We will be at going from 45 to 20. I believe that there's a message there.
Our guest today is Chris Collins, a very courageous, outspoken elected official, former county executive, and his whole background was based in the private sector. Chris Collins worked as a mechanical engineer at Westinghouse. He also served as president and CEO of Nuttall Gear Corporation in Niagara Falls. And this was involved with a leveraged buyout of Westinghouse Electric Gear Division in Buffalo. And then in 97, Chris Collins sold Nuttall to Colfax Corporation, based in Annapolis, Maryland. He's married to a lovely woman, Mary. They have three children and three grandchildren. Our guest today, Congressman Chris Collins, if you're listening in Cheektowaga, Manhattan, or Toronto, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Congressman Collins, we have about 4 minutes left on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. What about middle-class tax cuts? I believe you and the President of the United States are pushing for further middle-class tax cuts. Tell us about that.
Well, it's not that we're pushing for further ones. We're trying to make them permanent. Mm-hmm. There was a loophole last year, if you will, that allowed us to make the corporate tax cut down to 21% permanent. But we were not. We had to, you know, based on the rules, have a sunsetting clause of like 2025 for the middle class tax cuts. We've been trying to make it permanent. The Democrats have not cooperated in that. And that's where they say there's going to be this, you know, massive shift. Well, if all of a sudden the middle class tax cuts that are going to run through 2025 in fact expire, well, then there would be. Well, we're not going to let them expire. I don't even believe the progressive Democrats will. But we wanted to give everyone the confidence that they are permanent. The Democrats, Brian Higgins and others, would not cooperate with us on that. So right now, it is true that there is a sunset clause on the middle class tax cuts of 2025. It gives us plenty of time to get that permanent. But that's some of the confusion and misinformation surrounding the tax cuts, because the corporate cuts are permanent. That allows corporations who, they don't invest for 3 years. Corporations make an investment for a 20-year time frame. They weren't, if theirs had not been made permanent, you would not see the kind of investment you're seeing today that's creating jobs desperately needed in America, because, you know, the corporations, you know, can't operate on a 3 or 5 year time frame.
Chris Collins, you were the first member of the United States Congress to endorse Donald J. Trump for President of the United States. You gave a very exciting and interesting speech at the Republican National Convention covered by international television. Let's rate Donald Trump today. Let's give him a report card on the last 2 years in office. Congressman Chris Collins.
Yeah, well, one thing we know is 90%, just shy of that, 89% of Republicans support what Donald Trump's doing. That's higher than any Republican president in history, including Ronald Reagan. So we've got a divided country, a country of, you know, the progressives like, Pelosi, Schumer, de Blasio, you know, our governor, and then you got hardworking Americans that say enough is enough. And it's unfortunate now that we have that kind of divide, and it's, I think, fuel on the fire, the CNNs, the MSNBCs, et cetera, you know, throw the Buffalo News in there, that just inflame the situation. And it's troubling for those of us with children and grandchildren. It's troubling to see, you know, and try to extrapolate their future with this kind of divide in our country and all these illegal immigrants, you know, coming in, and now, you know, same-day voter registrations coming in New York. We won't even know who's voting. And this is all about the Democrats trying to even get more power, because they realize that those folks showing up with nothing like the promises of getting things for free.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. Special thanks to Dr. Gene Sibbick for recommending this program, Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the last 15 years. And thank you for enlightening us with your patriotism and love for America, Congressman Chris Collins.
Brian,
have a great week.
It's a pleasure to be with you. All the best.
My pleasure.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.